Patricia Scotland. I am the Secretary General of the Commonwealth of Nations.
And hello, this is Mridu Bhandari. You're watching our one-on-one conversation series where I catch up with business leaders, policymakers, world leaders, and renowned personalities to talk to them about business and life in the times of COVID-19. Today, my focus is on the Commonwealth and all that it's doing to help battle COVID-19. Patricia Scotland, thank you so much for joining us. First up, tell me, how is the situation in the UK at this point in time? It is one of the worst affected countries in the world. How are you doing? How are you coping with the situation there right now?
Well, firstly, to say that most of us are in lockdown or isolation. I certainly have been at home, working from home, although it's still 20-hour days, for about 6 weeks now. And the Commonwealth Secretariat has moved all of their activities onto the virtual platform. But here in the United Kingdom, we have suffered grievously as a result of this pandemic. But all of the country is fighting this, and we really need to celebrate our nurses and our doctors and all of those working within the medical profession, because they really are on the front line.
How is Commonwealth aiding member nations, the 54 member nations, when it comes to access to healthcare products, healthcare, help in that sense? Because a lot of these nations are facing several shortages when it comes to PPE gear, when it comes to masks, when it comes to certain drugs. So what is the Commonwealth doing to improve access in many of the countries?
Well, the first thing we did is immediately this pandemic happened, we created online a coronavirus response center. We have the 54 countries. The countries vary in size, in complexity, in terms of economic position. Right. Now that complexity gives us also opportunity. So what we have done is to create this coronavirus resource center, which enables us to pool the knowledge that is available right across the Commonwealth and put it in one place. And from that came the idea that we together as a Commonwealth should create a data sharing platform for the procurement of medicines and equipment. And that was already underway as a result of the analysis that our Commonwealth health ministers have made. So we are in the process right now of creating this opportunity.
I also want to talk to you a little bit about the economic fallout of COVID-19. We are facing recession worldwide. Unemployment rates are going up on a daily basis. What are some of the recommendations in terms of policy measures, in terms of steps that different governments are taking and that the Commonwealth is recommending to them, particularly for emerging nations like India?
Yeah, well, what we're seeing is that there's a possibility that we will face a veritable economic tsunami as a result of the proper measures that we have had to take to keep life safe in our countries. This lockdown is costing India apparently about $4.5 million a day. And so starting on Wednesday of this week, we start a series of webinars where we're bringing together experts from across our Commonwealth to brainstorm about how we respond to this. One of the things that the Commonwealth have identified is the connectivity agenda. We're speaking about digitalization. If we are to respond appropriately to this, we are really going to have to enhance the digital footprint that we have started to create. And India, of course, has done brilliantly in this regard. So the investment in the fintech initiatives, the use of artificial intelligence, is really starting to make a difference.
One of the big things that's going to happen at the end of the pandemic is perhaps the debt burden on a number of countries, especially the smaller ones, more so also the larger ones. In fact, you know, what is the sort of strategy that the Commonwealth is coming up with? You know, there are going to be demands for debt relief, for relief packages, for debt forgiveness, debt delaying. You know, any thoughts on that? Any strategy on that? How to move forward?
The UN estimate of UNCTAD is that we are likely to suffer about $2 trillion loss in global income, and $220 billion of that is likely to be in the developing world. Well, we have 14 of the least developed countries, but if the medium income countries are hit as hard as I believe they will be, and particularly if they're small, I believe we are going to be having to move to a different resolution in relation to debt. And we are going to be having to think not just of debt deferral, but I believe we will have to look at debt forgiveness, particularly for the very small, the very vulnerable, and those who will not have the resilience to recover.
So as countries somewhat lift lockdowns, at least for intermittent phases, how are they going to balance trade with each other? How are they going to ensure this whole balance between keeping their people safe and ensuring that the economies are safe as well?
So if this is our reality, we have to look at how we're going to do business. And the Commonwealth has some good things. We have identified that it's 19% cheaper, easier, and faster for us to trade with one another because we have the same language, we have the same common law. Now, at the end of last year, we had identified that we had $700 billion worth of trade between the Commonwealth. But now, through the Commonwealth connectivity agenda, we have five clusters dealing with physical connectivity, business to business connectivity, all those sorts. We're bringing our member states together to see how we can better exploit that.
What are the top three things that countries should focus on to ensure that perhaps we are better prepared for a pandemic, if God forbid it has to come our way in the next couple of years?
I think one of the things we're realizing is that there is an even greater need for multilateral cooperation. We have understood that none of us, no matter how rich, no matter how big, none of us can do this on our own. We need the collective solidarity that comes from sharing and communicating. The second thing we have understood is that we really have to invest in health, because without health, we will never have wealth. And we have a real need, therefore, to enhance the universal health coverage. Right. And the great thing about the Commonwealth is we really are a family.
Are you hoping that, you know, Commonwealth countries will make a significant contribution when it comes to the invention of this vaccine for COVID-19?
Yeah, absolutely, because what we're seeing is collaboration taking place across the Commonwealth. So, for example, in Ghana, their institute has come up with the COVID-19 genome. Everybody is looking at what can I do, how can I have, and it's this pooling, this comity, this partnership, which is the defining character of our Commonwealth family. For example, we've learned a huge amount from Italy, because they have tragically undertaken so many postmortems, and from the postmortems they've learned a great deal about how the pandemic was created and how this disease mutates. So horrible things to learn, but things we need to learn, things we need to share if we're to keep our people safe and keep those we love away from this terrible disease.
Absolutely. Patricia Scotland, thank you so much for joining us today and those very valuable insights into all that the Commonwealth is doing to ensure that we come out of this pandemic with collaboration and cooperation. Thanks very much. Stay safe, stay indoors. And that's a wrap of this edition of our special one-on-one conversation series. I'll be back next time with another leader. Thanks for joining us today. Goodbye.